You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I thank you for joining us here today. I am Dr. Paul Esposito, host of this program, pastor of Island Community Church, general manager of the group of radio stations here in Central Florida. And one of my favorite passions is being a Bible translator. And my Bible is called the EMTV. It's used in some Baptist seminaries here, and it's a Bible that comes from the majority text. You can find it on Amazon. I'm going to have some copies of my Bible to offer to you at a very, very reasonable, as a matter of fact, for any donation to this ministry. It's a paperback, but I really think that you'll like it. It's called the EMTV English Majority Text Version. And probably come Monday, I'll have more information. Maybe I'll have them in hand. I've ordered 10 of them and just want to make them available for any donation to this ministry. And that would really help us with the cost of airtime here in your market. So more information on that again next week. Here today is the last part of this message. We're going to pick it up with me talking about how baptism does not save anyone. And the text is Peter's sermon, Acts 2:38, which if you take that one scripture all by itself, well, let's not be ignorant. There's two or three scriptures. Mark 16:16. I mean, let's look at the word of God here. We don't shy away from anything. All who believe and are baptized will be saved, Jesus said. Peter said, repent and be baptized. Peter himself wrote, for baptism now saves you. So the question is that true? Does the act of baptism save you? That's where we're starting on this program. And this is the last part of this message now. Okay, I'm convicted. Now what?
If baptism saves you, the thief of the cross wouldn't have made it into heaven. Number three, the Savior is not stated to have baptized anyone. A strange omission if baptism is essential to salvation. Number four, the Apostle Paul was thankful that he baptized only a few. A strange cause for thankfulness if baptism has any saving merit. All right? Everyone loaded for bear here? Do you know how to defend the faith against this teaching that you can somehow work for your salvation and credit anything that you did toward your eternal life? We've said it before and we'll say it again here. Salvation is of the Lord. And it's by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Your faith alone is what saves you, not baptism. Church, you must be humble enough to confess that you can't save yourself. There's no good works that you can do. You must admit and confess to God that you are a sinner, and you must respond like these guys, like these people did here on this day. Men and brethren, what shall we do was their answer. That was the sermon title I have there on the handout. All right, I'm convicted. What now? You've got me. I'm a sinner. What do I do? How can I get right with God? How can I have eternal life? How can I have my sins forgiven? How can I know that when I die and leave this world, I'm going to go up and not into that green room down there? How do I know? Answer, repent, he says. The first thing, the Greek word, metanoia. Luann tells me to start spelling these words. Meta, M-E-T-A. Meta, like metabolic, meta means what? A change in condition, like your metabolic rate. Noia is the Greek word for mind. N-O-I-A, metanoia. To use the old phrase in the Air Force, it means to do an about face. To do an about face, you turn, you start going in the other direction. Repentance is not saying to God, oh, my bad. Where's my... It's leaving the stuff behind and going in the other direction. Change your mind. Give that stuff up and leave it behind. And God will obliterate it. He promised, it's the only thing God has amnesia with is your sins. When you leave them behind and start going the other way. Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your transgressions from you. Jeremiah 33, I think it's 33:13. He said, I will remember them no more. Do an about face, leave your sins behind, go in the other direction, and God promises he won't remember you. You'll remember them, and we always do, don't we? It's like we never forget those who wronged us. God doesn't remember them, though. So that's the first thing. Repent and be baptized. Now, baptism, I just went on a spiel. Look, this is what baptism is. Baptism here for me at the church is when you're baptized, you'll get up and you say, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord. And Jesus says, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and his angels. So in that way, sure, baptism saves you. Right. You do baptism that way and get up here in this water and tell everyone, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's my Lord. And you're right. Down you go, up you come, up in newness of life. Baptism indeed will save you. And that's what they did. A public proclamation that Jesus Christ was Lord. And in that way, yes, baptism does save you. I'll even leave that in the podcast. Also, baptism means to be associated with something. Remember when Jesus said, are you able to drink the cup that I drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? It means to be associated with something. Romans 6:3, it says, do you not know as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism unto death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. When we're baptized, we're associated with Jesus. His death is our death. Dying to this old life you just left behind. And walking, being raised up to newness of life. Symbolically, that's what that means. That was Romans 6, 3 and 4. All right, verse 39. It says, for the promise is to you and your children. Now remember, whole families became believers back then in this day. Everyone heard the message. Whole families did. The promise is to you and to your children. And to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. What do you know? You got to be called first. You can't make it without being called. It's like God rings your cell phone and you answer at, you answer, right? You do answer when he calls you. I'm assuming that, right? Or are you sending him the voicemail? How is that going to help you if you send him the voicemail? God calls you and you say, I'm sick of this number calling me. Voicemail. Or then when you're really tired of God's love, what you do is you block his number. Block him. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to block him. I am tired of this guy loving me. I don't want to be loved. Block. But when God calls, he tells you a secret. What is it? It's meet me at the cross. You got to know what to do when God calls. God calls, he says, meet me at the cross. Because that's where everything is going to come to a head, right there at the cross, where Jesus Christ died for you on the cross. He says, meet me at the cross. It's there you call on the name of the Lord to be saved. You got to answer God's call to know that. If you don't answer his call, you'll never know what to do. And what you do is you repent and you be baptized. Have your sins washed away. Now, back to Peter's sermon, and we're done. Now, with verse 40. Now, with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and they had all things in common, and they sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So all believers who are living in the day of fulfillment of the book of Acts, if you think we're living today in the book of Acts, you're hereby reminded to do like your brethren did and sell all of your belongings. Matter of fact, here's my suggestion to you. Sell everything that you have. If you think we're still living in the book of Acts today, then go and sell everything. Donna, sell all your houses. Everyone else, sell everything that you have. Hitch a ride down there to San Antonio or down there to the border and give it all to the illegal aliens that are coming over crossing the border. If you think we're living in the book of Acts today, then you need to go and get rid of everything that you have and give it to these poor people crossing the border that don't have two sticks to rub together.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.